Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we are big fans of mind-body medicine. And a few months ago, I had such an incredible experience with a body worker, physical therapist, who really was able to tap into my emotions and get me to let go in a way that is very difficult for me. I mean, Andrea, you've had great experiences with different types of mind-body therapies. I know you're into EFT, and there's so many things that we can utilize that really helps us go deeper into ourselves.
Absolutely. And I see people on a regular basis. And in fact, I have an appointment this week to see someone, and I'm very excited. His name is Franco De Nicola, who's absolutely fantastic. So yes, we are huge, huge fans of what we're talking about today.
Yeah, it's really important. You know, a lot of us want to have a more positive and successful 2015. And I think when you can get more in touch with your emotions and get more in touch with what you really want, and this goes back into a segment we did with Cornell Thomas and about being positive and writing things down that you want. How do you see manifesting things that you want for 2015, Andrea?
Well, I mean, for me, it's really about, you know, just putting my mind to it. I think that's the most important thing, like with what Cornell said. So I think it's just saying that I'm going to do something and then I'm going to do it, you know, I'm putting my mind to it. And I'm generally good at that in terms of really making myself, giving myself a goal and then going for it.
Well, we've got on Dr. Anu Abraham back on the show, and I'm just so thrilled. Dr. Anu, welcome back. Okay, so
no, we're just going to talk.
We're just going to talk. Okay, I wasn't sure.
Well, you know what, Lisa, let me tell you something, because, you know, until I know that for those of you who are listening, we're trying to get our guest that we were supposed to have on the show today, but we're going to continue this conversation and hopefully she will be able to come on at some point. But regarding what you said, Lisa, I mean, I think for a lot of people, you know, really putting that mind body together, and because everything starts with our mind. And if our mind isn't, You know, they say that physical illness or physical ailments stem from emotional ailments. And until our emotions are dealt with and we really, you know, come to terms with a lot of things that are going on emotionally, then they can manifest physically. So if we really work on that emotional state, then we can prevent, hopefully, certain things from manifesting physically. So is that something that you see as well, Lisa, or that you practice?
Yeah, I do. I think it's so important when you can do that. You know, speaking of that, I spoke with a woman this morning, Barb Schmidt. She wrote a book called The Practice, Simple Tools for Managing Stress, Finding Inner Peace, and Uncovering Happiness. And it was so interesting about exactly what we're talking about, looking inside and trying to do more with, for me, to slow down my monkey mind is huge. And I know that you do yoga and things like that can really help get you more present.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, I mean, monkey mind, definitely. I mean, our minds are constantly racing. And I think that things like yoga, I mean, that's one of my things for 2015 is that I said, I am going to do yoga this year, because it's one of the things that I really find helps to calm my mind. And I become super creative when I'm doing yoga. So that's one of the things that I really in 2015 want to do a lot more of. And, you know, and then other things like EFT, we've interviewed people on the show about, you know, Jessica Ortner, who is amazing, who talks about emotional freedom techniques. So for those of you who are listening and aren't familiar with what EFT is, it's a super amazing emotional release that you could do in from the comfort of your own home. And literally, it's called tapping. And if those of you, you might have heard of Nick Ortner, who's Jessica's brother, he has the Tapping Solution. I recommend his book to pretty much everyone. And I think that, you know, using something like the tapping, like EFT, really help can release those emotional issues that are going on, and very quickly. And that's what I find so fascinating, is that it doesn't have to take 30 years to get to the root of an issue. You can actually work it through very quickly with certain things like EFT.
Yeah, you can. You know, one thing that I've mentioned before that I did for a few years, which made a huge difference in my life, was bioenergetic therapy, where you really get deep into your emotions. Well, it's interesting. It's where you use certain body movements, and it's kind of funny because they're actually kind of uncomfortable. It's almost like you get in some physical pain to help you get deeper into the emotional pain. And they have you sort of, if you're standing up and you hang over and just like touch the floor with your you know, with your hands, and you just kind of lift your arms, let your body hang. You get this shaking in your leg, this vibrating, and it's okay. It's hard to explain, but honest to goodness, I've started crying. It's almost like that tension you hold in your body. You get this like kind of vibrating thing, and then it's like it helps you break down. You do this other thing where like you're lying down and you kind of arch your back and sort of uncomfortable, and you just sort of open up your chest, and a lot of people hold a lot of tightness and pain and a lot of heart stuff, right? So then you're able to really just let go. And I've cried, honest to goodness, like I've never cried before. And it was
wow. It's called
bioenergetics. Yes. And in 2015, I definitely want to do a show about it because it really changed my life. I'm one of those people where if I try to do talk therapy, it just doesn't work because I can kind of stay above the emotions. I don't know if that's, and I don't get deep into them enough. And so I have to really be moving my body and engaged in order to get down to the tough stuff.
You know, for me, I do love talking because I've been on this journey, this spiritual journey for so long now that I love reading books and I love writing things down and I really love getting to the core of things. So, and that's the beautiful part. Like, I love that you said that because there are different therapies that for different people, right? Not everybody has the same outcome with the same type of therapy. So everything, you know, that's why we have different options out there that people can tap into and that could really use. And for those of you who are listening, I mean, I find it so fascinating, you know, we're at the end of the year, 2014. And Lisa, I know that we're going to be doing a show wrapping up 2014, but really, you know, take the time to think, you know, what can I do differently in 2015? What type of emotions are holding me back from really achieving certain goals that I'd like to achieve? What are things that I could do better next year? And, you know, do I have some emotional issues, some unresolved emotional issues that I'd really like to work through that can propel me forward into 2015? So these are just some questions to really ask yourself as we're wrapping up the year and entering into the new year, which is all beautiful. I mean, change is beautiful. And I think that the end of the year is such a reflection of where we've been and also where we're going to head into next year, you know.
Yeah, that's such good advice. You know, I'm really excited for 2015. You know, I cut down on my workload and I'm kind of putting my attention to some other projects. And I think it's important if you feel like you need to be revitalized, whether it's trying something new, doing a new activity, or just trying to shift things around a bit in your life. It can kind of like, I think sometimes we get a little bored. And it's nice to be able to like find something that excites us. And that's something that that's what I want to manifest in 2015. I want to have more time to look inside, and I want to have more time. Like today I made a stew. I know it doesn't sound like a big deal, but it was really nice to like have an hour and a half where I could just listen to music. And I made this cool paleo grass-fed beef, kale, butternut squash, you know, stew and just sort of
yummy.
Got in. I don't know, you know, instead of being like, oh my gosh, I have 25 interviews today. You know, I mean, that's how I used to be. I'd go from thing to thing to thing. And then you never have that time to just go, okay, let's breathe. And then, oh shoot, it's dinner time and I have nothing, you know? So now I feel like just making time to do things you enjoy other than work.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Believe me, I work a lot. So I get what you're saying and definitely striving for more balance and being able to do things like you said, or even cleaning up my office. How great would that be to be able to carve out time? And that's what I'm saying the holidays are going to be for me, is just cleaning, you know, going, sorting through the things that we don't need anymore, sorting through the junks, through the junk, getting rid of the old, bringing in the new, and just really, you know, like you said, I love that you said, you know, finding that time.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I did a video shoot in my house the other day, and it was great because I really had to clean up my studio and I had to clean up the whole house. So I'm like, I should, my husband comes to the home. You should do this more often because it really allowed us for me to do the things that I needed to do.
It's like feng shui, right? When we have all the mess and chaos around us, it kind of goes into every part of your life. So I think, you know, cleaning it up, you know, every once in a while is a super important thing. Or if you're one of those people who can really do it on a regular basis, then you're way ahead of us. But very important cleaning up for 2015. And we want to wish all of you a very happy and healthy 2015. And we're honored that you were on this journey with us. And we will be back in 2015 and shortly to talk a little bit more. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.